The world's oceans face numerous threats. There's pollution and coastal habitat destruction related to industry and development. And they are becoming more acidic thanks to CO2 from fossil fuels that promotes climate change. Fossil fuels are also the basis of plastic, and enormous and growing amounts of plastic are endangering our oceans. Plastics foul our beaches, swirl in vast mid-ocean gyres, kill the seabirds and sea turtles that mistake it for food, and lurk in micro-sized particles that are hazardous to much of marine life. So this year, in connection with the Round the World Volvo Ocean Race, policymakers, scientists, and sailors recently gathered in Newport, Rhode Island for a summit on the problem of plastic marine debris. Dee Kafari is part of the all-women racing crew for Team SCA.
I've spent the last 10 years having the ocean as my workplace, and I've covered a fair few miles, but what saddens me is the amount of waste that I've seen increase in my playground. And if I use some of the examples from just this edition of the Volvo Ocean Race, it is quite shocking. When we came through the Malacca Straits, we saw numerous volumes of polystyrene. Now, this is floating, this is made by us, used by us, and we can't dispose of it. And every flat-screen TV looked like it had been unpacked in the Malacca Straits.
Can we have a mic? So we can take a couple of questions right now before we get to the general questions later.
The basic message of the day was that 80% of the plastic in the ocean comes from the land. Catherine Novelli, U.S. Undersecretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy, and the Environment, explained.
This problem of plastic waste in the ocean is a perfect example of what we can all do, because we know that plastic is useful. It helps healthcare, food preservation, it can reduce energy use as lightweight packaging, but plastic is the ultimate irony, because many of these products are created for a single short-term use, and then they live on for centuries as trash. So somebody might properly discard a water bottle, a bag from the grocery store, or some packaging that came with a new cell phone, and they can put it in the trash or in recycling, but that plastic waste could stay with us for a really long time. And when it's not properly managed, as you've seen, it finds its way into our waterways and ultimately the ocean.
Laws and regulations can help, and already some localities ban microbeads in cosmetics and cleansers, and ban or charge for the thin plastic grocery bags that have little value for recyclers. But Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democratic U.S. senator from Rhode Island, held out hope that a more comprehensive federal approach could be adopted.
There is a bipartisan Senate Oceans Caucus. There are a lot of issues we can't address because some of our colleagues can't talk about them. But one of the ones that we have agreed to address on a bipartisan basis, Senator Murkowski and I are the two leads there, is marine debris. And we are now framing what that agenda is going to be. Our first was IUU pirate fishing, and we got four treaties confirmed last year on one day. It had taken 9 years to get the previous four treaties confirmed. So we actually have a little bit of a record. So while we don't have an answer yet, we do have a live process towards an answer in the Senate that is bipartisan, and I encourage you and everyone else to work with us to put teeth into that and make it work.
As the Ocean Marine Debris Summit moved to a close, Wendy Schmidt of the 11th Hour Project threw out a challenge to turn the talk into action.
I like to think about future generations looking back at us, and they'll have one way or another a view of us, and they'll either look back and they'll hate us because we didn't have the courage to act and to make the world a better place. Or they might look back at us and love us. They might look back at us and thank us for doing nothing less than saving their world for them. Thank you very much.